The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's April the 6th, and we've got one topic, and that is murder at the Howard Johnson. That's not a news story. No. It's a production with Columbia Entertainment Company, and we have a good friend of mine. I was going to say a good old friend. Actually, Judy, we go back. Judy Olson is here, and Judy is the director of Murder at the Howard Johnson. And we have also Leslie Stock. Good to have you here, Leslie. Leslie and I go back about a year. Judy and I go back to the early 1980s. 1980s with CEC.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. So how long has Columbia Entertainment Company been around?
They started in 1979.
Okay. Yeah. And you got involved
in 1987.
Okay. Okay. And Leslie, you came on board CEC
in 2011. I'm a newbie. Only been there about a year.
But the heart is there.
Heart
is there.
Yes.
Now, Murder at the Howard Johnson. Judy, you're directing this. What is it about?
Yes. It is, it has three people in it, two guys and a woman.
Only three people?
Yeah, just three people. It's a farce, which means a heightened comedy.
Uh-huh.
And it's as silly as it can be because these three people are totally inept. So first they plan.
That sounds funny just hearing you say it.
Oh, they do.
They're totally inept.
Oh, God bless them. They just are. They cannot do any of these murders at all.
Oh, they're trying
they're
to murder
trying
someone.
They're trying to murder each other. The woman and her lover try to murder the husband in the first scene.
Uh-huh. And they can't.
And he doesn't even believe they're going to do it. So. And then the woman and her husband try to murder the lover.
Mm-hmm.
Does
the husband know what's going on?
Oh, yeah. They tell him. When he first comes in, they say,
"We're going to kill you?"
"We're going to kill you." And he laughs.
Okay. So that's just, they
so
try.
That's the first one. And then the second one is the wife and the lover. No.
No, the first one's the wife. It's so confusing. It's so silly. The wife and the lover try to kill the husband.
Right.
Then the husband and the wife
and
try
the wife,
to kill
the lover.
The lover. And then what's the third one?
And then the two guys
try to kill the wife. And nobody kills anybody.
Nobody.
They are that inept.
No, yes. They really are. They do. I mean, they're pitiful. Anyway, at one point, they have a chase scene out on the ledge of the hotel, and you see them going past the windows and following each other and hitting each other with pillows. And so, I mean, it's crazy.
This is the first
crazy
time. Is this
funny.
The first time CEC has done Murder at the Howard Johnson?
It is.
Okay, and you open. You run three weeks.
Three weekends.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're going to open not next week, but the week after next.
The 19th,
and then you run the weekend of April 19th.
Right.
Then you run the weekend of April 26th.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now you take it, and then
we run the weekend of May
3rd. And you close on May 6th.
And we close on the 6th.
Okay. All right. And you say that this is a must-see.
Oh, it's just, we laugh in rehearsals. It's just so, and these three wonderful actors.
Who are Leslie, are you in it?
No, just helping.
Who are the three actors?
The three actors are Richard Hinchberger and Nora Dietzel and Rich Olson. Mm-hmm. Two Richards and Riches and stuff. But
is it hard doing a production with that much physical activity in it and only three people?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, it is, because they are all over the place.
And that's a lot of dialogue, isn't it, that three people have to learn?
A lot of dialogue. And a lot of crazy doing. I mean, like climbing over the bed and under the bed and,
Is there any improvising in it, too?
No.
No, it's all totally scripted.
Unless they get into trouble, then.
Okay, but it's all scripted. Telling.
But it's, yeah, it's okay. All scripted. So and people, it's a very, you know, user-friendly show, yeah. As it were.
If people want to see it, how do they get tickets?
They call CEC, which is 3699.
Okay, 474-3699. Okay, and that's...
For reservations.
For reservations.
They can also make reservations online.
Oh, you can
now.
Do that online, too.
Yeah.
And what's the web address?
CEC Theater with an R-E .org.
Okay. All right. That's for A Murder at the Howard Johnson. Opens April the 19th and runs 3 weekends in a row. Closes on May 6th. Now, what are some of the, what do you got coming up later on?
Oh, we have Leslie is directing.
We're doing The Drowsy Chaperone, and that will open June 14th. Mm-hmm. And that is a musical comedy.
Okay.
And harkens back to the 1920s. And a gentleman puts his record on and takes a listen and takes you back to a musical from the 1920s. And it comes to life in his apartment.
Okay.
And so it'll be lots of fun.
So that's in June then?
Right. Then next season, the 2012-2013
season. You've already got the next season?
We do. We have a wonderful season lined up.
Yeah. What are they?
The first show of the season is Annie, and we are doing that in conjunction with Pace Children's Theater here in town.
Are you doing the adult version of Annie or the children's version
of Annie?
It is the adult version.
The adult version. Okay.
Annie. Mm-hmm. And then we will be doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Uh-huh.
Actually, Rocky Horror Show. The stage version is the Rocky Horror Show.
Okay.
And it is the stage version of the movie, and so that'll be a lot of fun, and that will run during Halloween, and so invite people to come out in costume for that.
I remember, I don't know if it's still running, but it used to run at Jesse Hall many years ago, every Friday night, didn't it?
I think so.
It was every Friday night, and I remember going to see that. The first time I saw it, I couldn't believe that. Who were the husband and wife, Brad and... Brad and Janet, yeah.
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 And so that'll be a lot of fun. And then we'll have a little bit of a break and we'll come back in the new year of 2013 with our stage 2 production of Women of Lockerbie. And if you'd like to tell them a little bit about Women of Lockerbie.
We're just about out of time.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a wonderful show.
Okay.
There you go.
And then we have The Foreigner, which is a comedy, 9 to 5, which is a musical, and See How They Run, which is another first comedy.
Okay. All right. CEC, but don't forget, it's Murder at the Howard Johnson, opening about a week and a half from now on April the 19th, and it runs every weekend, closing on May the 6th. Thank you, ladies, for coming by.
Thank you.
What do we got on Monday? Missouri River Community Networks, and we'll tell you about a special event at a garage sale for West Junior High School. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you so much for listening today. And you can watch us. Go to KBIA.org. Bye-bye.